Our parents used it all in the process of trying to get other parents to participate in the program?
That's a good question. The only way, I think, through our current process is that we did set up this year some centralized processing centers. And so I could see neighbors, you know, coming in together. And that is one of the purposes of a centralized processing center, is to make it easier for parents to come in and turn in an application.
My point is that I have a very limited understanding of the whole process, but what I have always heard was is that people did not enroll in the program because they were afraid of the paperwork and whatever legal status they had, they were afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
My comment about getting parents involved, if one parent says to another parent, or a group of parents say to another parent who perhaps is afraid to enroll in the program, that it's okay, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a more persuasive way than having folks that don't have anything to do with one another trying to persuade them to enroll in the program. And I think that it might have a better effect. I don't know, but it's just my personal feeling.
No, I think you're very right. And I forgot that we do go to PTA meetings and other parent meetings and explain the program to parents that way. Also, by allowing the parents to mail their applications here, it takes away some of the fear that everybody on the school campus is going to know how much that household makes. There are people who don't want to submit applications for that reason. So all of our efforts try to make it an easy process for the parent and the school site as well, but at the same time maximizing the number of students who are eligible for free and reduced price meals.